Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Venezuelan opera singer Samuel Moreno is gifted with a high voice. He is a male soprano. Marino's voice is in the same range as a female soprano. It may be similar to what the voice of the castrati sounded like in the 18th century. They were male singers who were castrated so they would retain their high voice after puberty. Fortunately, that horrific practice ended long ago. When Samuel Moreno went through puberty, his voice did not change completely, so he had a decision to make. When we caught up with him recently, Samuel Moreno said his teenage years were difficult because he sounded different.
I was very bullied at school. I was bullied all my teenage time. So my mom took me to the doctor to check what is wrong with me. And the doctor told to my mom and to me that I had a very particular situation, that my larynx didn't went down completely. So the doctors told that to my mom. He gave me medical solution, surgery, and some vocal therapy. But the doctor suggested to my mother, like, why don't I study singing? Why I don't become a classical singer? And I could sing this soprano voice. And he introduced us to all this castrati tradition that used to exist in 18th century. Here I am today. My mom convinced me to be an opera singer.
So your voice never fully dropped at puberty. And the doctor told you we could lower your voice. But instead, he said you could be a classical singer.
Yeah, I think that my mom really told me, like, I should accept myself how I am. And this is a gift that I have. So play with this, she told me, play. And if you don't like it, if you really want to change it, the option will be always there.
She told you to be who you are. And that's what you chose.
Yeah, that's what I chose. Difficult, but that's what I did.
So what could have been construed as an impediment by some actually turned out to be a gift.
Absolutely, yeah, and I am very grateful for that. I mean, I have learned how to live with my voice. That is part of me every day. Maybe some of the listeners today, they will believe that I am a woman speaking here. That happened to me very often on the phone. That happened to me even when I speak face-to-face with the people. People get confused. But I have learned today how to live with that, and I am very proud of it. I am very happy to have this instrument, this particular instrument.
All right, I want to hear you sing. This is a bit of an aria from Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, in which you are singing the character of Cherubino.
Yes, of Cherubino, yes.
Well, tell us about this part of Cherubino from Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro.
Cherubino is a very young man that he doesn't know what he's feeling. He say to his partner, Contessa and Susanna, he say, I don't know what I am feeling inside. I am feeling fire. I am feeling cold. He's starting to have feelings inside of him, desires inside of him. And he wants to know what it is. It's a very dear part to me. I think that represents me very well who I am today, because I am very curious about life and about the future. And I am very impatient to know what will be next.
And this was a part that was a young teenage boy role traditionally sung by a woman. It sounds like you are a modern-day Cherubino yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I have never, or maybe very few times, sang by a man or by a contratenor or a male soprano.
I want to play a bit of you singing now the music of an 18th century composer of African ancestry, Joseph Bologna. Another beautiful piece. Tell us why you chose the music of Joseph Bologna.
Well, I believe that Joseph Bologna and I, we had a connection. Well, first of all, he was born in Guadeloupe, and I was born in Venezuela. That's very nearby. We are both Caribbeans. And also, I wanted to represent a Black composer. I wanted to represent the music of a Black composer, especially for 18th century. That's very rare. And, you know, my speech is about inclusion and about diversity. And this is a way to bring more diversity as well to opera.
And tell me about this piece.
This piece is amazing. It's full of drama. It's full of colors. And it's in French. I am a French speaker. So it's very dear to me. And I think that it's very strange and interesting piece.
You know, I've watched you, videos of you, performing with some of the greatest conductors in the world, including your fellow Venezuelan Gustavo Dudamel. What was that like, Samuel?
He's amazing. He has a wonderful energy. He's so rich in emotions. I am so proud that he's Venezuelan. He's also working in LA. And I am so happy for him and for the people who are working with him as well, because I feel like they are lucky.
You are not a traditional opera singer. What is the reaction that you have from people who come to see you? What do they say to you? How do they respond?
Oh, you know, I think that I have this like Maria Callas used to have, you know. I mean, I don't want to sound pretentious, but I think like people love me desperately and really love what I do, but there are some people who really don't like it at all. They can hate me. And I like that, to be honest. I really like that. I like to have reactions. That's the most important to me.
It strikes me that the music you sing dates back to a time when gender norms in opera were in many ways more nuanced and fluid. You're really one of a kind today, a true original, Samuel.
Yeah, absolutely. I found it very important. I mean, it's part of my generation. It's part of my, I'm a millennial. I was born in 93, so, and it's quite something from today, I must say, because today we have this gender fluidity that we are having today, like we are adding more genders to the society. And I found that it's important to speak about it in this business, in opera business. There is nothing that I love more than this music. And I think that this is a way to, as well, to keep alive this music, to bring into today.
And maybe a new generation of listeners, of fans.
Absolutely. You know that I am so popular on Instagram and TikTok and all these kind of social medias. And I think it's because also I am very myself. You know, I am not pretending to be something or someone. I am just being myself on a stage, on social medias, whatever, in the cover of my album. And I want to enjoy it and I want to give joy to the people.
Do you sing opera on TikTok?
Yes, I do opera on TikTok.
And how's that?
It's fun. People love it. I think that one of my videos have like 500,000 views and something like that in TikTok. It's crazy.
Thank you.
You know, there are very few male sopranos in the world. Do you consider yourself a role model?
I don't want to be a role model. I don't want to be an idol, at least. But I want to be an inspiration to other people. I want to say, oh, if he can do it, I can do it as well. That's what I want to do.
That is male soprano Samuel Marino. Samuel, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to talk with you and share my music with each one of you.
That is an aria from Samuel Marino's new album, Sopranista, with La Cetra Baroque Orchestra.